Cool. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming Plays Reverberations. I'm here with Warpmaster Joe.
That's what they call me.
Warpmaster General.
With Silent Brad. And with Dace.
Oh my god!
couldn't even be bothered to give me a bullshit nickname.
I couldn't think of it. We have more important things to do than give each other shitty nicknames.
Oh man.
So how are you guys feeling after that last one? We just had a short break after some progress on the last one.
We have a direction.
Actual progress.
Have to take down an ex-military mercenary.
That's all we have to
take down. Hell no, I want to outlaw
drug
this
lord.
Guy. He sounds awesome.
I'm really wondering. I'm really hoping in my heart of hearts, and I'll have to watch Jean and see his reaction to this. See if I can read anything. I'm hoping in my heart of hearts that Jacob Simmons is the real name of Axel Armstrong. And that we're just going to run into and that this is going to be Axel.
It's going to get weird.
And I cannot wait.
Worlds
wait to
are
hear,
colliding.
I cannot wait to hear Jean's Randy Macho Man Savage-esque accent.
Oh.
That's good.
No shit.
Well. The cream of the crop.
The same thought crossed my mind. Like, for some reason, my mind went there when he mentioned, or when he dropped the bomb that, what is it? Academia was ex Blackwater. I was like, is this madman gonna bring this guy to the camp?
that would be the madman's choice.
Fair. Do you guys have any theories? I know Brad loves stringing some theories together, but are there any theories?
I don't know. Like,
are you asking those guys and not me?
Well, I think what I mentioned at the end of the last time, like, we just found out that this, because I was originally under the impression, because the Shwashwa are, they're like, they're kind of like relegated to like an ethnic group. And that's what I thought it was, that they're like from a particular, there's like a diaspora of, of peoples from the Southeast Asian area, like in the Himalayas, that I thought that was it. But it's like, but the Himalayas does include Afghanistan. And the idea that these people are that this civilization, or whatever you want to call it, have at some point in time ruled all the way over there, and it's like, and it seems very coincidental to have Afghanistan drop twice in the span of like 30 minutes.
And there was mention, I think, that like they can't get a hold of this Black Lotus anymore, or it's not arrived, but maybe like a sect of it is still alive in Afghanistan, and this is like bringing it over.
Well,
blah,
like
blah,
maybe
blah.
That's what I was
maybe they
too.
Brought it to Afghanistan when they came over. They got kicked
right,
out of
and it's
Afghanistan,
still there.
And they as a people have lost it, but it's still there in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
yeah, Brad. I was thinking the same thing, that this guy might be the supplier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and if so, that would be huge.
And they just like blowing each other up. I mean, who wouldn't? Getting high and it blowing up.
Everyone, as one does.
Speaking of blowing up, like, has anybody got any thoughts on the weird aberrations? Concerns? Thoughts?
No.
Notes?
Not a one.
I think that it's cool. Really... Jeez. It's obviously some critter that's... Like some, and like, and Walt coming in and having this thing from Black Sat, this like geometrical entity, and like the flatness and all that stuff. Like, there's this theme. I think this thing is exploding inside people or something. I don't know.
I already told John I thought it was quantum tunneling,
which is
on not a quantum level, on a bigger level. I already went through this whole speech last night, but I think it's fascinating. I didn't realize we use quantum mechanics to store data in cell phone because it's so small. Yeah. You're moving electrons around.
Yeah.
And physics is weird when you get to the size of an atom or electron. And basically, an atom's just not, an electron's just not this one point. It has a probability cloud where it could be at any one of these points.
Right.
And you get this closer to a barrier than, say, the barrier is here and that cloud is slightly over the barrier, then there's probability that it's just over this barrier. you use, a positive charge, or I forgot what the technical term was, some kind of charge to pull it across the barrier, and magic, it's actually on the other side. And basically,
magic, yeah. It's basically magic.
It could be an element of that being this drug is some kind of charge that pulls these things into one reality, pulls you over this, like, type thing going on.
Going back to a game, one thing we did learn from Henrietta Cole is when I asked her about the use of Liao and
the rituals.
Rituals, thank you. It's related to this. It's related to slavery.
Or dominance.
Yeah, there's been a lot of emphasis on that as well.
Yeah. I don't know.
So maybe it's okay. Entity is using it to make slaves.
That might be a good theory. Like, it's pulling people over for labor. Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going.
Joe, stop
somewhere.
Trying to analyze my face. I'm not giving you anything. I'm making
exactly
random
what he's
face
doing,
expressions.
You'll know when I'm putting my professional skills.
Is this your therapy?
You've even got the temple.
No, my therapy face requires me to lean back, cross my legs, and do one of these.
Okay.
But it's the.
So you can use your hand to hide your laughter?
Yeah. So I can do one of those.
That's terrible.
I've heard some wild shit, man. Yeah, but I.
Okay, well, that's
you know,
cool.
Like the. You know, it's interesting. Something that you guys might not be aware of, like, and Jean included. Or maybe he is, if it's in this published scenario. The Delta Green, in the lore of Delta Green, the term they use for magic, essentially, is hypergeometry.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
So, it's like that, because to them, it's like, it's science, it's measurable, there are obviously things being manipulated, but... It's still magic.
I really like that. It's like, hypergeometry.
Hypergeometry really is cool. is the kind of term for it. And it's like, especially like what you guys are talking about, like,
is that like straight up pulled from Lovecraft? Is that like a Lovecraft term?
I don't think it's a Lovecraftian thing.
No.
Dream. Yeah, but that's definitely from within Arc Dream and and Brad, what you're talking about, even quantum tunneling and stuff like that. And, that's the kind of thing that if you were to get into Delta Green, like, these organizations within Delta Green or that Delta Green is within, that's the kind of stuff they'd be asking. Is, like, it's like, oh, there are these entities. They exist. We don't know if they give a shit about us because they're kind of beyond all knowing. They're manipulated or interacted with through hypergeometry, which essentially is magic. And, it's that whole thing of, like, sufficiently advanced technology is effectively magic.
I mean, that is what quantum physics is.
Right.
To my brain, quantum mechanics. It's like basically...
it's hypergeometry.
It might as well be called
that's
that.
Because
It's bizarre shit.
All right. I imagine that's like what they tell the president on his first day in office, like the existence of hypergeometry.
He's like, how does it work? They're like, no. That's... That is not your job, sir.
Sir, Mr. President, sir, can you roll a sanity check, please?
To see that sanity check real quick.
All right. Well, guys, let's get going. I think you did a good... I like hearing all the thoughts. I will tell you at the end whether you're on track or not.
By the way, can I add one more thing that's completely tangential before we close the banter out?
Yes. Yes.
The burning willpower for us push thing, right? We actually had someone reach out to us on Reddit about this.
I thought that was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. They said it was a Hrimfaxi underscore work. that's who it was. On our subreddit, it said the people at my table never really touch willpower outside sanity damage, and we get about it because it rarely comes up. The idea of burning willpower to push a role is great, or that they love it, and that they want to implement it in their game. And they said, glad you guys settled on the 1d4. They said, I was yelling 1d4 plus 1 at you during the entire banter. Make it hurt!
Make it hurt, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Make it hurt. And I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, we should suffer.
That's cool.
And we are.
And we are.
And you are. Except you're not even having to roll for it. Just be present to suffer.
Oh, listen, Louis just got off his willpower back. I'm going to, next time I fumble one of these fucking things, we're going whole hog. Like,
oh, it's in game. Okay. We're about to be pushing like crazy. At least I am this episode.
Yeah.
I wasn't joking about going nuclear. I'm about to burn shit down.
Even if it's myself.
Yeah, especially if it's myself.
Especially if it's me.
Bit of the old self-immolation from the Australian.
When there's nothing left to burn, you must set yourself on fire.
Right.
Ooh. That's from something. Anyway.
I think we did a good job of almost recapping through those little conspiracy theories. And let me just remind you, those are all just conspiracy theories. Nothing
just theory.
To see here. Who knows? Who knows what's right? Who knows what's wrong? Is Afghanistan important? Who knows? Maybe. Maybe not. Is Australia important?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Is it real?
Maybe not. Don't think so.
Not in this universe. It's some other country with a completely different accent that fluctuates. It's weird.
Let's not even talk about Russia.
All right.
Cool. Well, I won't bother you too much. That was a good synopsis, getting some of those details. But we do find our happy travelers after hot on the tails of a certain Jacob Simmons. After chatting with Boris, after doing a small arms exchange for Boris, which went really, really well. Could have gone worse, but it went really well. You spied a name on the box, which was Blackwater or Academy. The rebranding of Blackwater. Following down that lead, after also chatting to some academic people and maybe getting a little bit more history than you bargained for, but you did get some, you got some links. You got some that links. Link to Afghanistan from chatting to her, honestly, though, it is nothing you haven't heard before. You just were not paying attention to it, and that's
how
perfectly fine as well.
Dare you?
That's just how it works.
You didn't have to point that out necessarily.
It's all good. So you discovered this link to Blackwater. You chatted to Boris. You try to find Sally. You could not find Sally. Who knows where Sally is? You found her dead car, but not her. And eventually you guys find yourselves pointed back to Jacob Simmons, who seems to be staying at the hotel. Boris is looking for him. And I think that's as much as we got. I don't know if there's any more context. I think we can just like fucking hit the ground running, see what's happening.
Okay. We had talked last time.
Where do you guys find yourselves?
I think we had talked about three options, which is to knock on the door and try to get Jacob to talk to us.
The ex-military Afghan special forces.
See if we can figure out what his deal is.
Merc contractor.
You really emphasize that. That is making me nervous. See if we can get him to talk to us. Get a key card from the front from the hotel. And then infiltrate his room via the fire escape. I think Louis would legitimately, like, you know, if we're like in the car on the way there, you know, we talked to Boris. He's like, listen, like, this guy is paranoid, right? And there's a few options there. I mean, you know, he's got his own surveillance up. He's watching everything. Why is he paranoid? Either A, he's paranoid for no reason, or B, he's paranoid for reason. So, there might be dangerous people after him, and I'm worried that if we walk up, especially through the door of the hotel, again, that is booby-trapped. Like, we need to be very, very cautious.
We need to know if your friend saw anybody leave the fire escape or not. That's for sure.
We can check in when we get there. Boris says it's still there. So...
what is our... go ahead.
You might give us the benefit of the doubt if you mentioned Boris.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've got a job opportunity for him. Like,
might be a
like legitimately.
Plus 20 for a charisma role?
Yeah, you know, might be.
That, keep in mind, Boris could not get hold of him.
I'm also worried, guys, that we might be about to walk up into a hotel room that's got a whole lots of recently exploded stuff in it.
Let's hope not. What's the best angle for a paranoid...
that would be unlucky.
Finnegan, what's the best angle to take on a paranoid man? How to best contact him?
Ooh.
What's, you know...
Excellent question, Walt. Let me roll a psychotherapy. Brit.
Critical success.
How does that even translate?
You bastards. Maybe,
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. He's got expertise.
Yeah. Like, he has to... So he has to know some angle. What's the best angle to take?
Mm-hmm.
Assuming he's a paranoid person, or he's worried about something. What... you know.
Pretend he's one of them. Pretend he's like a flat earther. I'll be a flat earther. I'll be one of those crazies. I'll be a prepper.
Well, what if you... What
in the heck can I go?
Well, maybe it's just that Finnegan knows how to... He knows how to calm people down. Like, he knows how to talk to people in a way that makes them feel safe. Maybe just get a bonus to,
yeah.
to like, a persuade if we run
into him. Have you guys ever played...
I think that's fine.
GURPS?
I've heard of GURPS.
GURPS? Generic...
It's generic universal role-playing system. Is that
system? Yeah, that's it exactly. They have a mechanic for like exactly that. You can just like calm people down,
right?
Like,
okay.
Basically, it would be like a use of humint or something.
Okay.
Sorry, that was
well. What I can tell you with that critical, because it is a critical, and you know, credit where credit's due, or criticals where criticals is due. You figure that if you guys are right and that things point towards Jacob Simmons being the source of this unknown substance, a good way in might be to want to be a dealer or to see if you can get in on the action in some way. That might pique his interest.
Okay, so approach it as like we want a piece of the pie.
We're looking for the good stuff.
Well, it makes sense if...
Because he has lost a bunch of dealers recently.
It makes...
At one point, we were talking about starting this operation up in a different city, like expanding. Like, we could approach it like our home base is New York, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I mean, we could...
This is under a couple of assumptions, right. But I'm just giving a suggestion.
Well, so it might be a good way in, but it legitimately, think about it, if he's here, if he's bringing in this substance and he's putting it out there, especially if he's with the network, right? Because we know the network is a thing. If he's selling it to, I mean, he's a mercenary. He's a soldier of fortune. It's all about the money. If we come in and like, hey, we can make an offer, right? Like, we understand you're already looking at selling it here. Let's talk about an opportunity over here, too. Like, so we can, you know, we can make that a part of it.
You know what I'd like to do? I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with this, but I would like to go to the local region's bank and withdraw a shit ton of cash and put it in a briefcase.
We can just, like, for a prop, right?
Yeah.
But actual cash.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what we can do with, you know, it never hurts to have a briefcase full of cash.
Okay. You can go ahead and get a briefcase of cash before you get in there. I won't give you any troubles in that.
Okay. Does that clean
out?
Finnegan
is loaded.
He's a wealthy guy, and he serves a very specific clientele, right?
And he gets his crocodile skin briefcase.
Naturally.
He has one for this very
They keep
occasion,
one at the bank for you.
And he packs it full of cash. Yeah. Who's to know? Yeah. Something else. Louis, your phone rings. Your personal
phone.
Go. Is this Louis? Louis Marino?
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't know me. I am I'm with Academy. I got your number from Boris. Apparently you might be interested in some of our services, he tells us.
I am told that you have that you provide certain equipment to discerning individuals.
Well, we've got standard channels for that. I was more curious about what you are needing from Mr. Simmons.
One moment. He puts it on mute.
He's also, at this point, Louis is probably pretty fucking upset that Boris gave out his number to this guy.
He's going to turn, he's like, Academy might be fucking on us. These are guys with no fucking scruples. How do we want to play this?
Damn it! They saw through my disguise.
Alright, do we want to tell him that we're interested? Like, I mean, why don't we tell him we're interested in making an arrangement with Jacob? Maybe they know his whereabouts. You know?
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah, you still Hello? There? Yeah, listen.
Yes, I don't have all
that. We are under the impression that Mr. Simmons has recently returned from Afghanistan and that he might have some interesting product that I think would create a business venture that would be productive for all parties, including Academy.
Well, This is concerning on multiple fronts, because I wanted to phone you to let you know that we've actually not heard from Jacob. He did come back from his last two tours in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. He was on official business, but we actually needed to not offer him a fourth contract on account of some AWOL time.
He was unaccounted for in Afghanistan.
He was unaccounted for a good bit of time.
Interesting.
And I wanted to ask you that if you, well, I wanted to just give you some other options for mercenaries, because we are a business and I can probably recommend some people for you, and also just to maybe seek someone else. Jacob's not the best employee, let us say.
I understand. Are you guys observing Jacob in his current whereabouts, or?
Oh, we don't know where he is. Do you know where he is?
How about this? Your name again?
Give me a persuade.
It's not Louis' bag.
Louis, get a number.
What?
Or an assassin.
Yeah.
Never know if you need an assassin.
I got it. All right, I'm going to try this persuade. I'm probably not going to push it if I fail. But let's see. That's a 14 under 24. That's a success.
Holy wow, shit. Nice.
Yeah, so.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're speaking with Mike.
Mike. Listen, Mike. Listen. Has Jacob become a liability for you?
Look, I would say that he's probably not going to be working for anybody else if we know about it. We would probably not recommend him to a friend.
I got you.
If you
Listen,
know what I'm
if we happen to find out Jacob's current disposition, how about we work together? We pass that along to you. I'd love it, just, you know, and you just remember us, and I would love to get some contact info in case we need some heavily armed men in the future.
Well, Louis, as much as I appreciate the offer, that's not really our line of business. Our line of business is to provide services to customers, and we'd rather not get too messy about it. We like dealing with contracts, if you know what
okay,
I'm saying.
Larger scale stuff. Well, listen, I represent some interest that might be... it would be nice to have your phone number, is all I'm saying. How about that?
Oh, you've got it. I found your phone number, you got my phone number, you phone me anytime.
We all know each other. So, and if I come up with an interesting
Mikey.
Contract of some problems that your organization is well equipped to manage, we will definitely reach out. If we find out about Jacob Simmons, might give you a ring too, you know.
Okay.
I know you'd hate Academy's great name to be sullied.
Now you're speaking my language, Mike. Louis, now you're speaking Mikey's language.
Right. Okay. See, good. only the best and the brightest over there at Academy. Okay, been good talking to you.
Yes.
Bye.
Give us a call.
Will do. Especially Bye-bye. If we find out we need something or someone taken care of. Goodbye.
Yes. Ta-ta.
Love you.
You're just taking that thing every time.
All right. All right, guys. Good news. Academy at large is not the one observing this fucking place. So it sounds like Jacob might be a bit of a, he might be a lone wolf at this point, which is good. Also, I have the number for an assassin. I have a number to order, like, dine and dash for murder. Like,
Louis, that's great news. You never know.
Like Grubhub for violent individuals. It's going to be fucking great.
Well done, Louis.
All right. How about, okay, I feel even more emboldened. Let's get to this fucking hotel.
Okay. You pick up a briefcase full of cash on the way. For some unknown means.
I think, can I text Boris and basically tell him that we're going to be there? You know, he already said that his guys were going to stay there. I kind of want to let the guys know, like, maybe even tell them, like, hey, we're going to be going in there. Hey, if shit gets real, if you're looking for some fun, if you get bored out there.
Yeah. Okay, you roll up, you are prepped and everything, you've got your whole bunch of cash. You see Boris's guys. They're
a little bit conspicuous.
They're kind of unmistakable, conspicuous large Russian men hanging around. And you see one of them. It's like, oh, yes. Louis.
Yeah, that's me. Listen,
we go now. We can't. It's too much time.
Boris said you were other staying. Things.
Yes, it's very unlucky. We must go now.
So goodbye. You often don't do what Boris tells you?
No, Boris called us now. I don't need to. Fuck you, Louis. Okay? It's okay. Okay.
Hold
fuck
up,
you.
Gentlemen.
fuck you. It's
do you
okay.
want information
fuck
or not? Because we need to go. All
right, tell me what you saw.
We saw little girl coming up fire escape and going down. Okay.
When you say little girl, was she tall?
No, it's just woman. It's little girl.
Is she pretty? I describe Sally.
Sure.
Is her name Sally?
I did not know name. We are also surveillance, okay. Not
did
social.
She look like these things?
It's not social.
Does she look like Sally?
No. No, it's maybe. How would you say, Hispanic?
Like, what age? How old would
this maybe 30, 40.
A Hispanic woman.
Girl, that's a grown-ass woman.
This little girl. These are all
she's,
little girls.
Look how big these guys are. They're all little of them. Okay. Hey, thank you, buddy. Noted. Is she in
okay,
there now?
Okay, goodbye. See you. Don't know.
God damn it. All right, thank you.
I would like to hear them talk more.
Fuck you, Brad.
Deshaun drives by and yells at Hank, fuck you, Brad.
That's not my go-to when you guys are going too far, just insult you. Just fuck you.
All right. Interesting. Yeah. Who the hell is this woman? All right. Let's go knock on the door.
At the very least, it seems that the window is in booby-trapped if she just walked up and walked down.
Well, and yeah. Let's go knock on the door. Let's try to catch some flies with some honey.
Okay. Could you clarify what the honey will be?
Money.
In this fly trap. Money. Flies.
With money. I did say honey. The honey is flies. Also money.
But do flies get caught by honey?
Yes.
Or do bees?
Flies also.
Surely you...
Any insect loves...
Have you heard the saying? It's easier to catch flies with honey than vinegar? That's okay.
Sorry, they haven't invented idioms in South Africa.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go out there.
We're going to be sweet to him, not stiff-arm him.
Is Finnegan going to be... Is going to take the lead? Are you going to be the money guy? Or do you want... Or you talk better than Louis, that's for sure. Louis can be the muscle.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. So you guys are going to roll up. The lady at the counter has been, you, hello, yes. Did you return your key from last time? I haven't seen you, and you've actually got some overdue bills. You checked in, but never checked out.
Oh, yeah, that's because you don't pay till the end, and we haven't checked out yet. I don't understand what the problem is.
Oh, okay. well, maybe I don't understand your systems. And you're welcome again. I'll see you later when you check out.
Okay. Hotels don't work that way. Okay.
That's, very necessary digression.
I am going to have to ask to swipe one of your credit cards for any incidentals, but this is neither here nor there. We will see you later. So you guys go upstairs.
Megan throws a wad of cash at her face, and it hits her directly on the forehead.
Just takes it out of the bag, and wham. Give me a quick alertness, anyone.
We need all three to roll alertness. Success.
53, success.
Okay. You do notice... That's all good, that's all good. You notice that the cameras are kind of tracking
crit,
you as you go.
11.
Through. You know, you kind of look them up.
They're...
Oh.
That's all you notice. Tracking us. You notice that all
like
the cameras are tracking
looking
you.
At us. Like, they're, like, tracking us?
They're actively looking at you.
Ooh, that says to me that...
Something for a crit.
That says
like maybe
to
there's
me...
a payday in the vending machine. Like
it was
really 11,
you
going.
Find... And his alertness is low.
A lucky... You find a lucky penny on the ground. And you pick
is
it
that
up.
Lucky penny essentially juice?
Oh. No, it's not juice.
Well, that's that says to me
kind of thing
that
can...
if the cameras are actively tracking us, that means there is someone sitting behind the camera moving it.
Yep.
Hmm.
That's what it says.
Like old Jacob's home.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's alertness, okay. Can I ask this? Mm-hmm. Well, fuck, never mind.
You can ask anything.
Yeah.
You can ask whatever, I just might not answer.
Never mind.
Okay.
Also, before we get up there, we would have brought our guns, right?
Louis packing.
Walt begrudgingly like, has sure. his 9mm with a silencer.
Yeah, Finnegan's got a pistol on him as well.
Okay.
Where do you holster a 9mm with a silencer?
Up the butt.
Well, or just cool. down the butt crack.
That's what Hank is good at.
The silencer just slips right down between the cheeks.
Okay, that's what the alertness got you, Hank. You're ever increasingly alert of the sweat that's
oh
going
God.
Down the silencer's barrel.
Walt's just holding his gun like this.
Just out in front of him. Well, you could like we're wearing suits, right? Like are we still dressed up like kind of like FBI-ish kind of guys? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. Yeah,
we would probably have shoulder holsters, you know, like here. And okay. like you could stick a silencer down there, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So I think you would, those are good rolls mostly. I don't think you'd be drawing too much attention except for the slightly cameras. Idiotic front desk yeah. lady and the cameras. But you guys can get upstairs. And I figure you, what, gonna knock on the door?
Louis gonna give three hard knocks and then kind of move back for Finnegan to take the front.
Okay. There's no answer. As before. Yeah.
Right. Finnegan's gonna...
Is there
gonna
maybe...
stick his ear up to the door and see if he can hear anything.
Okay. Give me an alertness for that one.
And there are no cameras in the hallway, right?
Oh, there's a camera.
Oh, there's one too. Okay, I thought you said they were only on the outside. So, okay.
Predictably, that is a failure.
What?
That's a failure? Okay, you hear some... He isn't like shuffling around, but
maybe
so somebody's in there.
Finnegan, maybe we should gesture to the cameras that we know they're there and hold up the money bag.
Yeah, just open the briefcase to the camera.
I like that. All right, Finnegan's gonna open up the briefcase to the camera and just be like.
Like smell it. Ooh.
Licks one of the bills. It's kind of disgusting.
Ban yourself
you
with it.
Where that money's
oh.
been.
Okay. Cool. That's cool. You hear some shuffling towards the door and you hear the unlatching of the one lock and kind of open slightly. And there's a you see a guy and he's a black man about 30 years old, and he looks a bit out of it. What do you want?
Jacob, like, we've been looking for you. I've got a lucrative
what do you
offer.
Need?
What do we need? We need what you have.
All right, okay, I guess, like, just come in. And he unlocks the door.
Lovely.
And...
Louis is going to roll that alertness immediately on Andrew.
Same, but
door.
He fell.
Okay.
That's a 90 over 71.
We all failed.
That's a whole bunch of failures. Getting those failures out early. Good stuff. So
we step on the claymore.
What you guys...
he's like, watch out for that.
So you notice a really, really messy room. This is this guy's been here a while. You notice all the cameras. The cameras are, in fact, wired up to Jacob's rooms, and he's got full visibility of everything coming in and out of the hotel.
Bunch of monitors
in his room. Bunch of monitors. You also notice that he's pretty out of it. He's got that kind of glassy feel.
Uh-huh.
He even has a little bit of a halo.
Okay.
Oh, we can see the
at the moment.
Does Walt given so do we actually see like some of these shapes above his head?
This is what we saw with the people in the club in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Does Walt have any
it's
reaction?
Like a kind of sharpness.
This
to
is
them.
The first time Walt's seeing
it's like
this.
Like a
so.
Geometric sharpness.
Is there any
I think
way...
it's
sorry, go ahead.
It's okay, Walt is fine. This is not weird. This is just like a weird trick of the light almost.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Dace.
Is there any way that Finnegan can roll a pharmacy to see exactly
sure.
in what stage of like the experience he's in?
Well, because we know that reverb is mixed with ecstasy. So
ecstasy mm-hmm. and
it's basically a sugar pill MDMA. with ecstasy and whatever else.
Liao.
And Liao. But that's the hypothesis. So yeah.
Well, let me just roll a pharmacy and see mm-hmm. success 57 under 74.
Yeah, good enough. So you can see he's very much taken a lot, like a lot of whatever it is that he was taking.
So is he about to pop?
So he's
yeah, that's what I'm.
And
wondering.
He doesn't seem to be having the same kind of reaction that the people in the club had. They were really happy. They were really connected. They were really, really together and whole with the world.
He's probably
and he seems quite out of it.
Probably built up a tolerance.
So this is just like a messy room. We don't see monitors where he's been looking at the.
No, you see the monitors. Okay. You see the monitors as you walked in. You see the messy room. You also see,
but
like,
it's not
the drug pipe.
It's not an exploded room, like the. Okay.
No, I mean, this is just where
he's got paraphernalia.
Well,
you see the fire escape
I mean,
in the back? It's open.
Right. I guess Walt's kind of thinking, I mean, our objective is to find the source of this drug, so this seems to be the source if he has drugs here.
You said he has a pipe?
Oh. Yeah. You can see he's got a pipe and there's, like, that kind of residue in the middle of the pipe.
So what's our play? We got to see the drugs. At the very least, you know.
Well, we're here about Liao, so.
Right.
So you guys are all ruminating on this. This is what the fuck do you want?
So after standing in silence for 5 minutes.
Just in this frozen moment, and he's just... He doesn't have the sense of
is
time,
he,
so he's just like...
Does he seem to be pretty aware, or can... Louis wants to kind of ease over to the window and, like, maybe look down the fire escape and just make sure we're alone.
Okay. That's
you want
that's
me to roll
cool.
for that? Like a stealth? Like to kind of...
Yeah, that's going to be a little weird, so let's be a little subtle. Okay. Can you be subtle?
Let's see how subtle
that?
Can be. That's 23 under 61 for stealth, so...
Okay, you can do that. So you kind of go over to that. The others are obviously occupying this man's attention. You see that there's that cluttered alleyway below that you remember, and you get that kind of phantom feeling of the nail in your foot during that time. Looking at the trash cans down there.
I can feel
there.
My antibodies going wild.
And you can see that the fire escape, it's been let down. So this obviously, it's not being used for the emergency, but it's down as if somebody has been using it for egress and
ingress.
There's
no one out there right now.
You, once again, you kind of see maybe shadow of a person around a corner, but you don't see anything.
Okay. Louis is just going to nod to the other two like we're good.
Jacob. Feeling all right?
Nah, it's a bad time. I honestly opened the door just because I feel like I needed somebody to talk to, and also you had that big bag of money. So Yeah, I'm not all right.
That's all right.
Who the fuck are you? Who are you?
Well, my name's Finnegan, and all I want to do is talk. Let's just have a little chit-chat.
Okay.
Do you mind taking a seat over here?
Yeah, yeah.
They take a seat in a therapist and client condition.
Okay, scenario. You can see that while he's sitting down, you know, he's packing heat. He's obviously not an idiot. Mm-hmm, And he's packing heat. He's fragile enough to kind of sit down.
Does this guy have like a bunch of like Marine Corps tattoos or something? Like, is he like obviously like a merc?
He's clearly well built. He seems to be fit. And
this is not a guy to be fucked with.
No, Jacob is not to be trifled with.
Jacob, may I call you Jake?
No.
Right, Jacob it is.
You can call me.
What about Jay?
Spider.
Spider?
Spider?
Spider J.
Spider J. Hey,
I love it. I love it.
My friends call me Spider J.
There it is.
You look like a friend. And he kind of zones out for a second. When he zones out, again, Finnegan, you just seem to happen to talk to these people when they're zoning out. He zones out for a bit. But nothing comes of it. Nothing comes of it. But he's back. He's back.
Could I do...
Okay.
He's obviously very high.
Okay.
Spider J. I can ask. A little bit distant right then. Where was your head at? Where would you say were you transported to another sort of line of existence?
No. No, man, that bitch, she left. She just left. She fucking...
Which...
Well, it doesn't matter. She just left. She told me to take all of this stuff, and she just fucking left.
All this stuff, huh? You can talk to me, Spider-J. Will you? Buddies with pals.
Oh, man. And again, he kind of zones out. And you seem to recall that the guys at the club, the girl Ella and Damien at the club, they tended to do this every now and then. They kind of zoned out. And when he comes back, it's like he's forgotten what you asked.
When we say take, are we assuming he means ingest or just take off
a
hand?
Oh, she's gone.
No, I know, but when he says she told me to take the stuff, do we mean he ingested it or to...
Oh, to ingest it, yeah.
Louis is super freaked out. He's worried that we're about to witness someone popping live, and he's worried what that means to be in the room with it.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Finnegan, the Liao. Like, he kind of makes the sign for
what?
Turn the crank on this. Like,
oh, no. It's all right. It's under control. Look at me, Spider-J. Look at me. Come on.
Did you say Liao? How do you know about Liao?
Well, we dabble.
That's impossible.
How do you mean?
I'm the only one that brings Liao. How do you know about it? And he starts to get a little jittery.
The money.
Okay.
So what, was it...
What?
Was it Rufy? Did you chat to Rufy?
No.
You know about Liao, but you didn't chat to Rufy.
It was,
And again,
Finnegan's
gonna
throw the tea lady under the bus. What's her name?
I have it here. Tran Fan Yap.
Tran Fan Yap.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who
she's
that is.
She's the squeaky wheel that needed the grease, is what she...
I don't know these people. Look, man.
I can't finish.
I don't know.
Okay. Walter does a persuade. And it's success. He says,
What you're persuading, Walter?
Weird tactic to...
Like, I love the gumption, but what you're persuading?
And then say, what you're doing.
Yeah. He says, we heard about it from Sally. You see, I've...
Oh, okay. No, me and Sally, we're good. Haven't found her in a while, but we're good.
And see, we've
diffused the situation effectively.
So we were looking for some of this Liao ourselves after falling under its spell, so to speak.
Want to make a long-term deal, right?
An expansion.
Well, guys, I can can see we can talk some business, but I found this Liao. It was in Afghanistan. Did some time there. Talked to some of the natives, and they showed me this stuff, but you know what? It was interesting, but it wasn't interesting enough. So, as an American, as an entrepreneur, I decided to spice it up a bit.
And,
that's probably how you heard about Reverb.
Yeah, Reverb, that's right, yeah. Yeah, so you say you're the only guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm the guy.
He's the guy.
I've got some people that I report to, and but they're a bit difficult to get hold of.
Well,
but it's mainly, I run the show. Fuck those guys. Well,
who do we...
So,
do
what, we do wanna, what do you want to work
with
out?
Your superiors, or...?
Nah, fuck it. I brought it back. I can get this done.
Well, we need more.
Yeah.
Bodhijay, we need more.
How do we know that what you're bringing in is the good stuff? I mean, do you have like a sample?
Well, I did. And he kind of looks away. And he looks back at you again, like a little bit confused. He's like, he can't remember.
So you don't have any here on your person that we could buy from you?
He kind of looks around some more, but he looks more like he's just a ghost of a person at this point. He seems to just be, he comes back like shrugs. I don't know, man. It's gone. She must have taken it.
Who is she?
She must...
If she's interfering with our business deal.
I don't know. I don't know who she is.
Like,
Finnegan slaps him.
Flack!
For reals?
Well, okay. Walter whispers to them, I think if he's out of it, maybe we can have kind of like a little, we can kind of talk to each other sort of quietly without it
if being, he's
like,
staring at the wall.
Yeah. We do have these,
he's currently
we do have these cameras. He's recorded her come in. We could get a good look.
Ooh,
at her face.
Yeah. Yeah. You
can give us a bit of a search or something there.
Oh, Spider Jay. How's your relationship with your...
It's a failure, but I'm going to burn willpower.
You're going to do it?
Nice.
Okay.
If you fail, it goes extra bad, my guy.
We got to figure out who this is.
Like,
do
what
it.
Is, but what is the... What do I get? An advantage? Or just another roll?
You get to roll it again, but you have to burn some willpower.
Okay.
1d4.
I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
Failure. Fuck.
Failure.
Well, you got to burn... How much willpower?
Go ahead and burn.
Yeah, roll your d4 of willpower.
God damn.
Shit, so now it's going to go extra bad.
So what you notice is that the screens are up. Three. You take that 3 willpower from your sheet. You notice that the screens are up, but there's no recording equipment. It looks like there must have been a laptop.
Oh, and something, it's gone.
And it looks like the laptop, it's gone. And the cables are kind of frayed. You know, like that weird thing that happens to cables when you
she took
them too
the laptop.
Hard. That seems to be happening. Somebody took the laptop.
Okay. Louis again is like, he's still out the window. He's like looking down. He's like, son of a bitch.
Just give me a moment.
I mean, Walt does have a good science. I don't know. It's not necessarily tech.
I don't think you can harness data that's no longer present.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, but we're talking about, like,
through the power of quantum
maybe
tunneling.
He has another hard drive lying around, and she's been here before, shit like that, you know.
Or he might have.
Okay, hold up. Louis, give me an alertness while you're looking out the window. I know we keep rolling.
Nine.
Okay, it's a success. Louis notices, he fucking looks down, and he's like, fuck. He's angry. Because in the distance, in the middle of the trash heap, it was so obvious. There's a laptop. There's a laptop down there
in the trash
heap.
I can see it from, like, up here. I can see it really obvious.
You can see it from up here.
Does it look
here,
like someone threw it down
you can see the fucking
2x4s.
Mm-hmm. Bullseye.
Louis's gonna, he's like, son of a bit. And he just kind of, he pauses and looks. And he looks up at the guys, and he says, I'm going to be right back. And he puts a leg out the window and starts going down the fire escape.
So he starts to put the leg out the window, but at that point, Spider's not doing well. Spider's really not doing well. So before he was kind of dissociated, now he starts trembling. He starts to shake. He starts to really get jittery. You're not sure if he's having a seizure or something?
Well, oh well, does he in the perfect room with the two perfect people?
So,
Dace?
Finnegan locks this, and he reaches into his jacket and pulls out a vial of Narcan.
Narcan is injected up the nose. It's a spray.
A spray of Narcan.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. All right. Narcan, what, knocks you out?
Narcan basically inhibits all opiates in the body. It specifically is for opiates. We will say that.
Oh, shit. Well, you know what? I got Why this not? Asset 3 episodes ago. I'm going to fucking use it. And this is the time to use it. This dude's clearly about to go into some sort of overdose situation. So, fuck it.
All right. Let's give me a dex check.
We don't know what Liao could have. It could be an opioid.
He
we don't know what Liao.
It's grown in Afghanistan.
He could be about to pop. And you guys are both right there.
Sounds like
a bit of a dex check. You're going to have
Wait.
So right now, Spider J. No. He's on the fire escape.
Okay.
So Louis is on the fire escape. You guys are chatting to Spider J. Spider J is starting to freak out. He's no longer calm, he's no longer happy. Or he was never happy. He just lost somebody, and he's kind of screaming, and he's screaming, and he's like, man, they're crossing the ice, They're oh god, the blood,
Walt tries to jump out the window
it's everywhere. There's no, not yet. So, Finnegan, give me a dex check.
I have a really crunchy thing I want to do.
Okay.
Can I use psychotherapy to calm him down to give me advantage on the dex check to administer?
Okay. You can get some kind of magic bullet. Let's try it.
So, rolling psychotherapy.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind, the last thing we heard from Rufio was that he also was screaming before he...
Success on the psychotherapy.
That's so a success, yep.
Spotted Jay. Look me in the eyes. Focus on me. It's going to be all right.
You want to look him in the eyes.
Grab him.
Look him in the eyes.
Like, yeah, grab his head and like, look at me, Spotted Jay. You're going to be okay. Dance.
So in that moment, Finnegan looks into his eyes and he sees it. He sees that same bloodied pyramid. He sees the Aztec Mayan pyramid, just waterfalls of blood. He's super empathetic. This happened with Damien. This happened in the club. He looked him in the eyes. He said, Damien, look at me. And he saw these same things. He saw the reptiles, these reptilian creatures standing like men in silk robes in some kind of laboratory of glass and metal through a tall window, and dinosaurs out in the outside of the window.
What the fuck?
It's obviously long before humanity came about, but you do two things. You manage to calm him down a little bit, so you think that against this dex check that's coming up, you probably get a plus 20.
All right.
But you're also going to roll for sanity seeing this.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Can I also roll something I'm good at to get an advantage on something I'm not good at?
It's called game in the system, Brad. You'll learn one of these days.
So look, he's clearly not in any state to fight back. So if you wanted to disarm him or something, maybe you could. But
okay, I'm gonna roll a dex check plus 20 to administer the Narcan.
Well,
fucking
that sanity
failure.
First.
96. and roll a sanity check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Best on the sanity check.
All right, success. So that's just take 1 point of sanity, right,
probably.
Joe?
Okay. For that.
Cool.
That sounds right for that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to push that.
You're going to push the dexterity?
The dex check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the push, I should probably not roll it with the plus 20 mod, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Just a raw dex.
You roll your d4.
Success.
Oh, one d4.
A perfect success. 65 on
65.
Oh, 65. So let me roll that willpower damage. That's 1d4. That's a 2. I'll subtract that.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right, so you get 2 willpower damage. You manage to apply the Narcan. You get him. He's freaking out. He's freaking out. He's like, I'm too far. I'm too far, man. Oh, God. Oh, and he's freaking the fuck out. I'm too far and so much.
What a jag.
So much. The lights.
Listen.
The lights.
Look at me.
The malice.
Yes. Who?
The malice.
What do they
want? It's coming.
What do they want?
It's coming. And in that moment, you apply the Narcan.
Is that a question?
The suspense.
Apply the Narcan.
You roll a dice.
You apply the Narcan.
What's gonna happen?
It calms him down. It might be putting him to sleep, but it definitely calms him down. But he's still raving.
He's still conscious. Spider.
It's coming.
Who are they?
It's coming.
What do they want?
Louis is like he's out the door, and obviously he's heard all this. He's like, get the fuck out. Out. Like, he's just afraid this guy's about to pop.
Yeah, I think Walt wants to do the same, get in the fire escape.
I feel like you've bought just enough time for you guys
If there's time for that.
Okay. Finnegan? What's Finnegan doing?
Dace is thinking.
What would Finnegan do? Would Finnegan do what Louis told him, or would he be shaking fucking Jacob and yelling in his face, what do they want?
Finnegan is so arrogant and confident in his own capabilities as a psychotherapist. I think he feels like he's got control of this situation.
Okay.
So, Louis and Walt, you're at the fire escape. Are you going down? Are you just getting the fuck out?
Walt is kind of just like using the wall as like a barrier. I don't think he's like running completely.
Louis is going to pull out his pistol, and he's really thinking about shooting Spider-J in the fucking head. Finnegan out of his misery.
I thought about doing that, but Walt wouldn't have done
he's
that.
Like,
but
he's
I was like that
pulling
been
out
good
his
idea.
Thing. He's like, Finnegan, leave him.
That doctor's mad.
Be all right.
Walt gives like a nodding look at the pistol that Louis pulled out.
Yeah. All right, what does Louis do?
Louis has his pistol out. He's like, Walt, go. And he's going to stay there with his gun trained in the door, like ready to shoot, but he's not going to shoot yet. He's like, Finnegan.
Okay. Walt follows his direction and kind of runs to the alley.
Okay. All right, so Walt makes his way down the alley. I don't think... Actually, give me a quick dex on that. Walt is supposed
don't
to
fumble.
Gets out of good situations.
But I want to roll
but it's obviously not
medicine first. Get advantage.
What are you medicining? When are you rolling medicine for?
I think he's making fun of like, previously.
Success, 20 okay. over 55. All
right, cool. So this rickety fire escape, you do make it down into the alleyway on this fire escape. And you're kind of looking up at the situation, kind of cut back to Louis on the fire escape and Finnegan right in front of Spider-J as he's losing his fucking mind. He's still, he was subdued. He's kind of subdued a little bit, but he starts to build up a little bit. He starts to build up a little bit more. He's like, no. And then all of a sudden he says, oh God, it's in my brain. It's in my brain! In that moment, he shrieks with horror. He says, it's seen me. Oh God, it's seen me. Ah. And in that moment, you see.
Can I do something?
I'll give you one more chance. One last thing to do.
Can I roll something to try to calm him down just enough to be like, who? What? What is this thing? Who has seen you?
Okay.
This sounds like a good time for a negative modifier. on a roll.
Oh yeah, we never do negative modifiers. So. Maybe
give me a psychotherapy. Humint minus 20.
Okay. Just trying to like connect with him on the basic human level. Humint minus 20. Failure. 87.
Failure. He says, oh, I don't know, man. It's fucking, it's a dog or something. I don't know. And in that moment. Go ahead, Louis.
Louis's gonna take the shot. He's gonna shoot him in the side of the fucking head. He's gonna.
Wanna see what.
No.
All right.
Does that sound like the kind of thing Louis would do? Would Louis be like, yeah, let's sit around and find out what happens? Like, no, Louis's like, something bad's about to happen.
Louis's like, I don't like this.
And he's probably yelling. I mean, like, the window's open. Like, who knows? You know, shit.
Louis's gonna.
At the very least, someone's gonna hear.
Louis's gonna take that shot.
Give me that shot.
And
just remind me how to do, whether it aims or whether it actually
Well,
gets.
I'd roll my skill with it. I'm going to argue because I was standing there preparing for this.
You were pre-trained.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Then I can
get
a plus
20.
Okay. I'm going to basically attempt to just shoot him in the head with my Glock 17 with a silencer. So we shouldn't attract that much attention. So I'm going to do my weapons roll. Let's see what happens. It's 20. Son of a fuck.
Oh.
Damn, it missed.
Should I push it?
This could be a life or death situation.
I'll push it.
It could be.
I'll push it. I'm going to roll that d4. Let's roll a d4 to see how much. I lose one willpower.
Nice. One willpower. Okay. Louis is hardened. He's got that constitution. He's got that power.
I got the power. The song goes through his mind. I got the power! So the first round, he shoots. It's just like... It's not complete science. It's like, you know, it's like poof, poof. He shoots twice and it goes fucking wild.
Nothing.
And he takes a quick exhale.
Finnegan knows to step back after a couple of shots of flying, though.
He takes a quick exhale and he's going to fire again. I'm going to assume I do not take the 20.
No.
All right.
50-50.
I'll re-aim.
Fuck! 100
oh
a fumble.
God.
Oh
no.
God.
Jeez.
So how fast did Finnegan get out of the way exactly?
He stepped back. But.
Man. Oh my
John?
Fucking
At
God.
This
Time
point,
to make a hard decision.
That's fucking rough.
This is a fumble on top of a failed push.
Jesus.
This is why we play.
This is why we
gamble.
All right. Louis tries. He takes that deep, deep breath. He tries to steady himself, but he can't do it. He's shaking. He's never seen something else. It reminds him of the fire. It reminds him a little bit of what the hell's happening, but he knows that something's about to go down, and he fucking fumbles. He waves his hand a little bit, and he gets one shot off into Finnegan's leg.
Do you want me to roll that damage?
Roll that damage.
I just want to let you know that a medium pistol does 1d10 of damage.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Why does it say times two?
Because it was a fumble, I guess?
I'm going to split it off.
Okay,
don't
so we're
going
to half
that.
Whatever is about
off.
To... Let me just roll this other one. Let me
yeah,
just roll the
d10. Shots off.
Just roll flat d10, okay?
God.
Let's see what happens. A one!
Oh,
oh
wow.
Oh, thank God!
So
into like the
just
back
a flesh
of
wound.
Into his leg.
Calf
it's
or
just
something.
A flesh wound.
And he's
and
like,
he's like, ah!
Louis, what the fuck? You fucking shot me! You fucking shot me, Louis! He's just like gesturing down to me. Oh, this dude is freaking out about to explode. He's like,
oh,
you fucking shot me!
Finnegan, I'm sorry! I'm so sorry, I don't know what happened! Finnegan, get the fuck out of there!
Chaos. And at this point, yeah, Finnegan's concentration, like, he cannot manage this person. He can't talk him down. He's just like stumbling on his bleeding leg, like diving for the window, like,
towards the fire
the fuck
escape.
Out of here.
Oh my god.
The other shot, roll the
Walt's just like in the alley looking up. I wonder if everything's okay up there.
Wait, on another shot? There's another shot?
Yeah, yeah, I said I was going to split that out. So you got two shots off. One of them hits Finnegan in the foot, in the leg.
Okay.
It's lucky it's just a flesh wound. Did you take that damage, Days?
Yes.
All right, and that's a 5? Does this also go into Finnegan?
It's 5. No, this one goes into Spider J.
Okay.
Let me just look at that. So that's 5 is not a lot.
It's not going to be enough to kill him, that's for sure.
No. So you get him. You get him in the upper shoulder, but honestly, it doesn't seem to make much of a difference at this point. So, Louis, it's now 4 shots down. We've got Finnegan bleeding from the thigh out the window. What are you guys doing?
Finnegan's going to turn around and observe the patient.
Okay.
And use his vast intellect to record everything that happens in his mind. He's going to take note of everything. Hypervigilance.
Walt, as he does. Does Walt know that? Did Louis say to Walt that the laptop's in the trash?
I don't think I said it. Yeah, or did I say it?
I think it.
If not, like, he'll be like, Louis will just point over, like, laptop, dumpster.
All right.
Just, that's it.
Walt picks it up.
Walt goes dumpster diving again. That's fine. You see this laptop, you take it with you. Looks pretty beat up. It probably is going to need a bit of repairs for it to get working again. It did come from, you know, 2 stories up. All right. At this point, Louis, you hanging out?
Louis,
what you up to, man?
Louis he's staying here with Finnegan. He probably feels kind of bad.
Staying.
But okay. I think that he is trying. I think that he's probably trying to, like, you know, as Finnegan's coming out, and if Finnegan just, like, immediately turns around, is just watching. I think Louis definitely like, Finnegan, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, he wants to. He wants to leave.
There's like a really strange smile on Finnegan's face as he's watching this.
Oh God,
that's true. Ball. Yeah.
And he turns to Louis like, Lee, we just got to the base.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Louis will stay here as long as Finnegan does, but he is like, he like has like a hand on Finnegan's shoulder and like kind of like, come on.
Louis, yep. Aren't you curious what happens to the human condition when it's pushed to the maximum?
I am not. No.
Louis.
Will he flex? Will he bend? Will he break?
Oh my god.
Okay, Dace, you've already got juice, but you get another juice. That is just fucking spot on. We just got to the best part.
Will he flex? Will he bend? Will he break?
All right. Spider J is now convulsing on the floor. It's in my brain! You start to see. You see now. The corner of his eyes, something's happening. Angles, little geometry. Geometry is emerging from the corner of his eyes. It's starting to ebb out. It feels like that wispy kind of smoke is coming out, but it's just geometry. You can't make sense of it. It's just how do triangles come out of the corner of people's eyes? It starts to grow. It's like a shadow. This geometric shadow that seems to be forming above his body. You think you hear like a bit of a and you're not sure if it's coming from Spider J, if it's coming from this thing that's coming out. It looks like it's some kind of a hound, some kind of a dog like creature with geometric body, paws, and a large snout.
It's coming out of his eyes?
Does it look like looking at like a cubic, like a cubism painting? Like it looks like you can see all sides of it at once kind of thing? Like,
yeah, yeah. And the shadows, the light doesn't make sense. The shadows don't make sense. Can you guys... I know that Finnegan is definitely watching this, and I think at this point, Louis, you're caught up in this too, man.
I would say it would be completely metagamey to be like, no... Louis's not like Louis is like right there at Finnegan. He's like, Finnegan, we have to go. We have to.
You've shaken but his as, shoulder.
But yeah, but he's like Finnegan, we have to. We have what? And it's like, while Finnegan has a bizarre and morbid curiosity in this, Louis is just transfixed with the horror of it. By the way, what's happening to Spider-J as this thing is coming from his eye?
Mm-hmm. It's coming from his eye, and it seems to be manifesting in the world from his eyeballs. I need you guys to both please roll a 1d20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I thought this was going to be a sanity
check. This might be a sanity loss, straight up, is what it might be.
You cannot make sense of this. This is some kind of geometric entity boiling into four dimensions of sharp angles and edges.
Sheesh.
Its body is composed of 1,000 shards of glittering, razor-sharp fragments of space-time which move and reform in the vaguest outline of a quadrupedal predator.
Wow.
I love this. I love this.
1d20. Here we go for Louis.
Going first? You go first.
16.
Oh. 11 for Finnegan. I have no idea what this means, what the numbers are. I don't know what's
good. Is this sanity loss?
This is sanity loss.
Oh my fucking god.
This is sanity loss.
Shit. Are you
serious? From watching the hound emerge. This is a creature that demolished a room without any sign of physical blunt force trauma. And as you guys are watching, this thing starts to devour Spider-J. But it's hard to make sense. How does something get devoured like this? You start to see the edges of the room fracturing. But Spider-J, it feels like he's being consumed.
Oh Jesus.
The blood is kind of pulsing out and vaporizing out of him as the thing seems, for now, to be intently focused on consuming Spider-J.
Jesus.
Let's quickly figure out what kind of damage we're getting from this sanity loss.
It's 1-to-1. Like, I take 11 points of sanity damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe
Oh my God.
Right,
yeah.
Joe?
I mean, if that's the damage,
I'm still fine.
If that's the damage, then yes.
My breaking point is 52, and I'm at 64, so Finnegan's...
Okay. You're good.
Mechanically fine.
Okay, Louis?
Yeah, I am, I am still above my breaking point. I have not broken.
Wow, that's a miracle.
That's extremely surprising.
Because Louis...
Okay.
Because Louis's sanity points are 90.
That's almost as big as...
He's the most serious
rounded
power.
Character.
That's more than Walt. He had 89 at the beginning.
Because he's indomitable. Like, that's his whole thing. He is hard to shake. Now, keep that in mind. This is just took... He has two between his break... To a breaking point. So, I will read this. On page 69. In a moment of overwhelming stress, after losing 5 or more sanity on a single roll... Your patient loses self-control, temporary insanity.
I think it manifests in Finnegan. He just starts laughing maniacally. Like, are you watching this? Are you seeing shit?
So there are three options for flee. There's three options for temporary insanity. There's flee, struggle, or submit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be a submission.
We can repress. I don't know. Like, it turns like, do you want to roll those, Jean? It's your game. Do you want to?
I think let's roll a 1d3 for each of you to figure out what the effect of this.
All right.
Flee,
struggle, submit in that order.
And in this moment as well, you guys, I think you're both hardened towards violence.
I am.
Double check.
Yeah.
Finnegan, you're not. So. You're going to check one of those violence.
All right, checked.
Which is very surprising.
Also, if I had taken one more point of sanity damage, I would have hit my breaking point. Kind of interesting.
Okay.
Louis got a 3, which is submit.
Okay.
This...
We're rolling 1d3?
Yeah.
I guess
you can do a d6 and just...
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, I will get to you on what that looks like in a second. Let's roll that other one. From Finnegan.
Wow, so it's this creature that's been destroying the rooms.
That is a...
So one...
A one would be... A one or a two would be flee.
Oh,
okay.
So I guess my roleplay was wrong. Maybe I'm laughing as I'm running?
We can repress. We can attempt to repress.
Yeah, I think you guys can choose to repress if you want that. What I was thinking is that the gut feeling, so even though you're laughing, there's still that pain of something is existentially wrong here, and it causes you to want to flee, which you can repress. For Louis, under this moment of panic, he's just going to do whatever Finnegan does. That's his submission.
Okay.
Finnegan's going to repress.
So okay. In order to repress, you will roll a d4 to burn willpower. Four
for Finnegan.
So you're going to burn one willpower.
Four willpower burned.
And then you will need to burn some bonds and describe how the bond is affected. Like, what are you doing to that bond? And you're going to decrease the bond by that much as well.
This probably comes into play in the home scenes, right?
More so, yeah. Like you basically need to subtract four from a bond as well.
One singular bond?
Yes. I suppose you get to mix it around. I don't know if there's any rules on that, but...
No, just one. Just one.
I'm going to subtract four from Secretary Margaret.
So Finnegan thinks about Margaret in this moment, but something fractures, something breaks. He used to kind of enjoy watching her arrive in some kind of a white blouse, and it used to be a little bit, you know, interesting, but he can't really make sense of it. But now that no longer
it's also worth
that.
Noting he still has to make a sanity check to see if he represses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, shit. So I have to, even despite all of that,
you have to pass a sanity check in order to repress.
Well, let's see what happens.
Success. You keep it together.
There you go, Finnegan.
You push it down.
Finnegan decides to stay.
And he keeps watching this. Yeah, he wants to see it to the finish. This is... How else are we going to learn?
Louis has collapsed, like, kind of down, like, limply holding his pistol, but kind of holding still on to Finnegan. He's like, Finnegan, we gotta go. But it's like he's just mumbling to himself and just eyes wide, just... Wait, we gotta go.
Yeah, Finnegan also eyes wide. He's like, Louis, you shot me. It's fucking Christ.
He just comes back to him, still bleeding.
Walter says, and then good news, boys, I found the laptop.
from the bottom. Walt calls up. You obviously see that, like, you can see that Finnegan's bleeding at the top there. The kind of hulking figure that was Louis seems to be this, just, he's more skulking now instead of hulking. Mm. Something's not right. Can you do an alertness check for me, Walter, while you're standing there with this trash-covered laptop?
Fumble.
You look around.
44.
Fumble.
Yeah.
You look around, and you have half a mind to go up the ladder to help. Give me a power roll.
To go upstairs and look?
Yeah, that's
a
fumble.
You are so intrigued by
what's happening. To go upstairs, to maybe go through the front or to go to the back entrance to see what's happening. Like, you're a little intrigued and you're feeling left out down there. With your new buddies. Your new buddies are upstairs. Mm. And you're all the way down here.
Crit one.
Crit.
Oh! Holds it
all
together.
Right. You hold it together.
What, I see this
and
I
do not go upstairs.
I just don't go help them. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to see if you saw something else, but you got distracted, but you held it together. You're not going to go and join them. What is Walt thinking at this point? Like, I guess you're just a little helpless down here.
I wasn't aware I could see him being shot.
Well, that happened inside. You saw me shoot.
Okay.
You would have seen Louis shoot, mm-hmm. and Finnegan came out and has a bullet.
You just see Finnegan's
I guess Walt is a bit concerned. He's like, he's just yelling up, Louis, are you all right? What's going on?
You ain't getting nothing from Louis.
Yep, nothing to come down.
That's his skull. Finnegan, we gotta leave. We gotta leave. What's
all right.
No.
So, this creature... Oh, question for you guys. Do you want to try and help Spider Trey?
Absolutely not.
Louis abstains.
Louis, you abstain because you are following. This thing is eating Spider J. You can't make sense of it, but he is disintegrating. He is going in chunks almost, as if he's been bitten apart by a shark, but without any real mouth, so to speak. Jesus. Of. He's screaming violently. And he is, at this point, he is almost down to being completely and utterly consumed by the hound.
All right. Finnegan turns to Louis and he's like, it's time.
It was like, and like Louis is just like, he's just holding on to you. It's like his hand is just clenched on your shirt or your jacket and he's just kind of attached to you.
John just rolled a crucial luck roll.
That was an 83? John rolled something?
This is the reason that GM luck rolls are usually behind the screen.
John,
and you don't
John,
get to see
there
my
is
reaction
a way
to
do a secret roll if you want me to show you. But if you like us seeing them too, that's
no. This okay. is more fun. This is more fun knowing that I'm here playing the game with you. So at this point, get a sense that the hound is satisfied. There's some kind of low rumbling. Which isn't going to pick up on the microphone, but it'll come through in the recording. And it's totally ingested Spider. There's nothing left, but there's also nothing around him. In that moment, as you're about to leave, it seems to turn its head and it seems to give it a little bit of It's seen you. The hound has seen you, this creature. You've got its attention. What are you going to do?
I try to talk to it.
We just got to limp in again.
Louis, no help right now.
Oh, it's seen me in particular. It's seen Finnegan.
It's seen both of you.
Oh, fuck.
But Louis is just following what you're doing.
Because of the condition.
Louis got no agency right now. Unless you can maybe try and snap out of it a little. I'll give you that.
Are you giving me another opportunity to repress? Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
I'm gonna fucking do it because I feel like it.
But right now the hound has noticed both of you.
Alright, I'm gonna do it real quick. I'm gonna willpower. I'm gonna burn that. Three willpower. I'm going to take that away from my relationship with my girlfriend Ashley, and then I'm going to roll a sanity check, and if I do not succeed, I stay just like I am.
I didn't know Louis had a girlfriend.
30, under 74. Louis, he shakes his head. He's like, and he pushes the barrel of the gun into Finnegan's belly and says, move.
Finnegan.
Okay.
Move.
With a bit of encouragement. Okay, you guys have it's noticed you, but you have a chance to escape.